High energy prices, new technology, and a favorable business climate are all contributing factors to a resurgence of natural resource development along the Cook Inlet. However, the race to get to those untold quantities of oil and gas has led to what some are calling a Wild West mentality among developers. KDLL's Shaylin Cochran has more.
Last October, Houston-based Escapeda Oil was fined $15 million for violation of the Jones Act when they had their Spartan 151 jackup rig towed to Alaska by a Chinese vessel without a waiver from the Department of Homeland Security. A waiver from the Jones Act is what allowed a Russian fuel tanker to make a winter delivery to Nome earlier this year, and typically is only granted when issues of national security are at stake.
Escapeda has always had this Wild West mentality, and when they sought to bring the rig up here, they intentionally broke a federal law that was designed to support U.S. jobs and shipbuilders, and the jackpot was a $25 million tax credit. So even with a $15 million fine, they're still going to come out ahead. So it really does set a dangerous precedent if Escapeda can prove that it pays to violate federal law.
That's Bob Shavelson, Director of Advocacy for the Cook Inlet Keeper Organization. He says this particular case shows that sometimes it pays to violate laws already on the books if the incentives are high enough. In this case, the state of Alaska put a $25 million tax credit up for grabs, so even with the fine, Escapeda still stands to pull in $10 million from the operation. Escapeda representatives could not be reached for comment for this story, but Bruce Webb, a vice president for the company, was quoted in a November story by Reuters saying, quote, "We rolled the dice and took the chance. It didn't work out, so now we're subject to the penalty." Jim Watt is the president and chief operating officer of Buccaneer Alaska, a company that has already done a lot of work both on and offshore along the inlet. He says everything about the current climate means expanded exploration is good for business.
The commodity prices, both for oil and gas, are now very attractive for explorers to come in the basin, as well as the incentives that the state of Alaska has put forth through their ACES program. And you couple that with the fact that the basin's been underexplored. Indeed, the basin's going to see a lot more activity given the technology advances and the fact that still is a fairly underexplored basin.
Shavelson says he recognizes the importance of resource development, but questions just how much thought companies are putting into the future of Alaska's economy and natural resources.
Well, certainly the oil and gas industry has been vitally important for the local economy and for jobs in this area. But, you know, we're really seeing now opening the spigot in Cook Inlet, and we're essentially giving away our resource. So we have to make a decision here. Are we going to have some of these resources left for future generation, or are we just going to be pigs at the trough and consume them all right now?
And just how much gas and oil is down there anyway? In the Reuters story, Escapeda estimated 3.5 trillion cubic feet of in-place reserves of natural gas. That's an impressive number, and according to Commissioner Dan Seamount of the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, certainly a probable number.
There is 70 billion to 140 billion barrels of oil that has not been accounted for. And where is that? Waiting to be found.
So while no one can deny either the importance or the vast quantity of potential energy reserves in the Cook Inlet, the most responsible way to go about producing them is still up for debate. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.